Now we will have Open in Prayer by Sister Adrienne Jameson.
Good evening, sisters. Please bow as I pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we're here because we love you, Lord. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you are. Father God, forgive us all of our sins, both known and unknown, so our prayers will not be hindered. Father, we come praying for lost souls, those that have fallen away, Father, and those that don't even know you. May their hearts be pricked, Father, so they can come to you, come to know you, and come back to you before it's everlastingly too late, Father. Father, we come praying for all those that are grieving the loss of loved ones, especially those in the household of faith, Father. We are all saddened by the recent loss of our hard-fighting soldier, Sister Marcia Allen. Be with her family, Lord, immediate and extended. Be with her church family, and Lord, please be with us, her Lady Prayer Warrior sisters. Father, I ask you to comfort all of our hearts, dear Lord, and comfort all the hearts of those that are grieving with your peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Be with us all, Father. We need you desperately. Guide us, Father, through the difficult days that we're living in and the difficult days ahead. Father God, we ask you to bless the Lady Prayer Warrior Sisterhood, those who are active, Lord, and even those that are not active. We come asking you to bless abundantly, Father, each of our administrators and assistants. Strengthen them spiritually, emotionally, financially, and physically, Father God. Fortify their hearts. And bless their entire households. Grant them the desires of their hearts according to your will, Father. Also bless the sick among us, the caregivers, the incarcerated, the homeless, and the displaced, Father. Be with our speaker tonight, dear Lord, our dear sister Linda Newsom. We're so proud of her, dear Lord, for stepping out on faith tonight. Give her a ready recollection of what she's studied and prepared for us. Let us listen attentively and take what's needed and implement it into our own daily lives. This is our prayer and petition, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Adrienne, for approaching the Holy Zone of Grace on our behalf. And our neighbor will be a benevolent ministry salute by Sister Mitzi Wise.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Chandra in Fort Lauderdale. I just tuned in.
Okay, Chandra. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Sister Mitch, you're welcome.
I'm back. I accidentally hung up.
Okay. All right. Well, we're waiting on you. There we go.
Good evening, my beautiful Lady Prayer sisters. My name is Mitzi Wise, and I am the secretary of the benevolence team run by our administrator, Sharaka Melton. I am here to tell you what the benevolence team is all about and what we are wanting to do. The benevolence team is the mainstream of the Lady Prayer Warriors. We have many teams that fall under the umbrella of the benevolence team. We have the health team, prison sick and shut-in team, the welcome team, the counseling team, the live streams and happenings team, the ESAF team, which is every sister accounted for, and the mentoring team. The benevolence team is doing many works. We are going to have a charity hop on May 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is where you can come and learn more about the benevolence team. In 2018, we helped Brother Prasad build a church building in India so that he could worship out of the wind, rain, heat, and away from the bugs. Brother Prasad is now ministering over a second congregation. Starting in 2022, we are going to try to raise another $5,000 to help him build another church building. As you can see, that the Lady Prayer Warriors are not just a praying group, but we are also a working group for the Lord. We also have a turkey drive that started in 2007, a back-to-school drive that started in 2014, Haiti Phase 1 that started in 2013, Little Light Academy that was started in 2015, Blessing Bags that started in March 2021, and the Elderly and Sick and Shut-In that is being started in 2022. Remember, if you would like to know more about these works, come and join us on May 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. to learn more. Thank you, sisters, for listening about our benevolence team and what we do. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mitzi, for very informative information. So, again, we would like to see you on our Zoom meeting on May 14th to learn more about what we do. And now we will have a scripture reading by Sister Jan C. Goosey.
Okay. Good evening, sisters. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from the King James Version, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 7 and 8. That's Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 and 8. And it reads, "So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me." Verse 8, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his ways. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. May God bless the hearers and doer of his holy and divine word." Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Jan, for reading God's holy word. And now we will have a song of praise by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Good evening. Before I do my song selection, I just want to say thank you for everything. I love you all. Bear with me this evening. I want you to do an arrangement of "You've Never Mentioned Him to Me" that I wrote a long time ago. The best of friends, close hands, as family came, we but you made midday after day, and you knew I was a stray. You mention him to me. You never mention him to me.
Introduction of speaker by Sister Diane DeGraffery.
Good evening, sisters. Our speaker for tonight is Sister Linda Newson. She was born in Enterprise, Alabama in 1953. She moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where she obeyed the gospel at a young age under Brother Robinson, minister of the Golden Heights Church of Christ. Sister Linda relocated to Canton, Ohio in 1971 and placed her membership at the Southeast Church of Christ under Minister Dr. Larry Battle Sr. Sister Linda is dedicated, faithful, and active in church ministry. She taught youth Sunday Bible classes. Sister Linda retired from the Hoover Company in Canton after 32 and a half years of service. Sister Linda is the proud mother of one daughter, Iris Humphrey, and son-in-law, Wilson. She has four grandchildren, Khadijah, Ishmael, Cheyenne, Carrera. Sister Linda is a member of Lady Prayer Warriors. She has been with the group for 4 years. She is also a member of the Prison Sick and Shut-In team. I present to some and introduce to others our speaker, Sister Linda Newsom.
Praise ye, the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. Thank you so much. But first of all, I'm thankful and appreciative of our phenomenal administrative and administrative assistants as a speaker on this month's Bible series. You never mentioned him to me. Without any further ado, I'd like to thank my participants on the program, our gracious host, Sister Lisa McIntyre, opening prayer, Sister Adrienne Jameson, scripture reading, Sister Janet C. Goosby, song, Sister Cheryl D. Anderson, and introducing our speaker, who introduced me to the Lady Prayer Warriors, Sister Diane DeGraffenried. Last but not least, closing prayer is by our very own Sister Rosalind Teresa Body. Before we get into this lesson, I'd like to say a prayer. Father God, I come to you with open heart, humbleness, bowing before your throne, Father God, just thanking you for this evening and thanking you for all on program this evening, Father God. I can't thank you enough for them being on. And, Father God, I come right now repenting of my sins and word thoughts of these, Father God, knowing that you are faithful and just righteous to forgive me, that this prayer be not hindered on my behalf, but reach your ears and be in your time, in your will, and to your way. Father God, thank you for all program participants. I thank you for all first-time callers and for each and every sister that's on call tonight supporting me in this program, and I need all your prayers, and I just like to thank you for being here. This prayer in the mighty name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, I ask it all. My lesson is directly taken from Ezekiel 33, verse 7 and 8. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel to warn him to speak to the children of the people of the wickedness. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Verse 8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at my hand. Actually, I'm going to implement this song into my lesson, ladies. And I'm just pleasing out of this. Praying that it would be pleasing in God's sight. Introduction is, the song emphasizes the consequences of not speaking to warn the wicked from his way. Means not to shut up your mouth, but take up the matter. The matter here is, you never mention him to me. And in Ecclesiastes 12:13 it says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. But this is the whole duty of man. Let's get into the lesson. This song points to the need to be busy in the work of sharing the gospel with the lost. Luke 19 and 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. The first stanza reminds us of the coming judgment. And in Job 36:17, but thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee. Proverbs 31:5. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any afflicted. Where is a better land, the bar we stand. How deeply grieved our souls will be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair. You never mentioned him to me. The one number one point is the bar. The bar here is often a poetic expression referring to judgment in which all shall stand. Romans 14 and 10 states, but why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? This is reducing your person to nothing or belittling them on a constant basis. Father God says, for we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Verse 11, but it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Verse 12, and so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And verse 6, chapter, the fifth verse, the sixth chapter of Galatians, for every man shall bear his own burden. Point 2, include God's people. And if we have any unforgiven sin against us, our souls will surely be deeply grieved. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, where shall the end be for them that obey not the gospel of God? Acts 4:18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and ungodly appear? Number 3. We know that many will be lost, but in view of the coming judgment, every child of God should work so that there will no one whom they have known and failed to tell the gospel story to who will be among that number. Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The second stanza reminds us of the need to help others prepare for judgment. Oh, let us spread the word wherever it may be heard. Help groping souls the light to see. The yonder may cry, you never mentioned him to me. Number one is obligation. The obligation is to spread the word, the gospel, wherever it may be heard, as the early disciples did. Acts 8:4. Therefore, there were scattered abroad, went everywhere preaching the word. The Great Commission is in Matthew 28 chapter, verses 19 and 20, which is a command. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Number 2 is our purpose. Our purpose in doing this must be in helping groping souls the light of the gospel to see. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lost the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Point 3, we need to help others. Therefore, we need to be helping others prepare for judgment so that they will not hear these words, depart from me. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hast not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye work of iniquity. The third stanza reminds us of the results of helping others prepare for judgment.
A few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side or turn sad eyes on Calvary. So work as days go by, the yonder nun may cry, you never mention him to me. A few sweet words may guide a lost one to Christ, Acts 11:14. Who shall tell these words, whereby thy and all thy house shall be saved? The goal of these words should be to turn sad eyes on Calvary, for Christ was crucified. 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Okay. We have, let me see here. Number three, in view of the resurrection and final judgment, this is the primary work in which we are to be abounding for the Lord. It's found in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 50 through 58, starting at 50. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Sisters, this is my message for this evening. And before closing, I would like to do the plan of salvation. And that is, hear the gospel, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Believe what you've heard, Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Repent of your sins, Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Confess your faults. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of Almighty Living God. Romans 10:9-10. That is, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. To be baptized, 1 Peter 3:21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now we have the opportunity to live faithful as we possibly can. Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Study, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not forsaking the assembly, Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembly and of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Sisters, the lesson is yours.
Thank you, Sister Linda. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Linda, we appreciate what you have given us, the spiritual food on tonight. And now we will have our closing prayer by Sister Rosalind Peabody.
Thank you, Sister Linda, for a wonderful lesson. Pray with me, sisters. Our dear Heavenly Father, the ruler of all, the maker of all things, we want to say thank you, dear God, for giving us this opportunity to be on our Friday night Bible series. If it weren't so, you could have made some other plan for us, but you allowed us to be here, and we are indeed thankful. Thank you, dear God, for blessing Sister Linda to present a lesson, something she had promised to do, and she kept her promise. And we want to say thank you. Dear God, bless her as she continues to study your word so that she may impart it to others. Give us all that same strength, dear God, to study your word and to impart it to others so that none will say, you never mentioned him to me. Bless those who are sick amongst us and those who are bereaved at this time. Our hearts are heavy because we have lost many amongst us. Bless us, dear God. Give us the strength that we know you can give us, the strength that we will need to be strong soldiers of yours. Dear God, as we go through the remainder of this service, of worshiping you and knowing that you are the God that deserves to be praised, help us to be and say the things that are pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Be with us all for the remainder of our lives. And I ask all of these things in your darling Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Rosalind, for the closing prayer.